You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Around the world at civicmedia.us. A lot of things happening in this crazy old world of ours. Let's talk to the experts, shall we?
Would miss, we'd steal a kiss while the merry-go-round went boom, 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 boom. The merry-go-round broke down and made the darndest sound. The lights went low, we both said, oh, and the merry-go-round went boom. You don't see me frown. Things turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round went turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round went
In the meantime, though, as you know, we're getting more details on the big event, the main event, on Friday. There, the summit in Alaska between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader. We now have a place in Alaska where it's going to take place. It's been reported, according to the White House. It is happening in Anchorage. So let's talk about what to expect with some of our friends and colleagues there at the
it
foundation.
It'll pay money to go there.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, when it's cocktail time, 'twill be so nice just to know you'll not have to foam for ice. When we meet in sweet Siberia, far from Bolshevik hysteria, we'll go on a tear, for our buddies all are there in cheery Siberia.
Yeah.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, there's a most delicious bill of fare. You must try our fillet of polar bear. When we meet in sweet Siberia, to protect us from diphtheria, we can toast our toes on the lady Eskimos in cheery Siberia.
Yeah.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, where the fresh salt air makes us feel so fine, it is fresh salt air from our own salt mine. When we meet in sweet Siberia, where the snow is so superior, you can bet all right that your Christmas will be white in cheery Siberia. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Lorre. Here's Irving Taylor.
Gentlemen, please, please, gentlemen, ready. Один, два. I'm a Russian TV performer on a Russian TV station. And I love my job. Yes, I love my job. Oh, I love my job. It says here, we got two TV stations. On each one I'm a star. The station in the east is called WAR. And the western station is one I like as well, because it's called Station K-I-L-L. We sing the songs from all the latest shows, and right now one that's climbing high is the lovely little show tune called On the Street Where You Die. At singing rock and roll, I wasn't real cool. In fact, they said that I was inferior. But next year I'll be real cool when I broadcast from Siberia. I do a panel show at a most peculiar time. The show goes on at 4 a.m. and they call it What's My Crime? Then there's another show that follows this one, just to teenage kids we cater. This show is only for the young delinquents. It's called Digulator Investigator. We got quiz shows, we got westerns. We don't rig quiz shows, we do rig westerns. How we fix westerns, I reveal. All the bullets we use are real. You see, then we don't have to pay the actors. In Russia, we are smarter than you decadent, warmongering, imperialistic, reactionary, happy people. We've got no pay TV. Everything is free. In fact, if you want to know, they don't even pay me. In Russia, that's not the only thing that's rotten. In the first place, tune in next week, he won't be on, for by next week, he'll be real gone. His rating was 42, that's why he stayed alive. But he just got topped by a 45.
My next guest truly is a comedian from Russia who is best known, I think, here for a beer commercial, which has the words at the bottom of the screen, famous Russian comedian. He immigrated here about 8 years ago. He works out regularly at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, and he'll be appearing December the 9th at the Miami Beach Theater of Performing Arts and the 8th of December at the Playhouse Theater in Winnipeg, Canada. Would you welcome, please, Yakov Smirnov.
Hi. My name is Yakov Smirnov. I am a comedian from Russia. Thank you very much. I like it here in America. What surprises me that people in America don't know we have comedy in Russia. Russian comedian to Americans sounds like Mormon wino. We have comedians, they're there. They're dead, but they're there. It's hard to do comedy in Soviet Union because you have to write out all your material and you send it to Department of Jokes. And I'm not making this up. Every state in Soviet Union has a Department of Jokes. They censor your material, they send it to Moscow, where there's a big Department of Jokes. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say, like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does. And she will hurt you. You have to be very careful of what jokes you pick. If you say, like, take my wife, please, you get home, she's gone. I realize I wanted to get out of Russia, but it's not easy because you apply for a visa, but they give you MasterCard. And, well, there are no things like American Express. They give you Russian Express. Don't leave home. Finally, after about 2 years of waiting, I got an answer to get out. My first stop in America was in Cleveland, Ohio. Anybody? Are you from Cleveland? They made me feel at home in Cleveland, so I had to escape again. Now, I make fun of Cleveland because everybody makes fun of Cleveland. Isn't that true? Every country has one city people make fun of. In Russia, we used to make fun of Cleveland. Then I got to New York. New York was great. I walked off the plane, I saw my name written, big letters, Smirnoff. America loves Smirnoff. I said to myself, what a country. My parents came out with me to America, and our living condition changed drastically. I mean, in Russia, we used to live in a communal apartment with five other families, and until I was 26 years old, we lived with my parents in the same room. And when I was a little kid, if my parents wanted to make love, they would tell me, you know, my father would say, go look out the window. And then he would say, what do you see in the window? I say, our neighbors making love. And he said, how can you tell? I said, because their son is looking out the window also. It took me a while to adjust to a lot of things. I realized I didn't speak English. I have to learn your language. So I locked myself into a room and I was watching television for 3 months. And then I realized it was a Spanish station. Now, I've been here for a while and I still make mistakes because you have so many confusing expressions. Like, for example, one guy came over to me and he said, I quit smoking cold turkey. I said, whatever makes you happy. What do you smoke now, ham? I was in a friend of mine's car. It's a Chrysler that talks to you. And it says, the door is ajar. Now, there is a confused recording. The window is a spoon. Some ads in the paper were confusing. Like, I saw the ad says, big sale last week. Now, why advertise? I already missed it. They're just rubbing it in. I saw the ad in Yellow Pages says, bill collectors. Now, I know people collect coin stamps. These people collect bills. What a country. I send them all my bills. I saw an ad in the paper that said, we guarantee our furniture and we stand behind it for 6 months. That's the reason I left Soviet Union. Now, one more thing. It's Thanksgiving, and I'll tell you, it's my favorite holiday. I like parades without missiles. I'll take Bullwinkle over a tank anytime. Now, when I first was explained about Thanksgiving in America, I said, wait a minute, it doesn't make sense. I mean, for every freedom and all the opportunities that you got here, the only thing you got to say is thanks. It just didn't seem like it was enough. My parents and I had our first Thanksgiving dinner in a little apartment in New York. And we joined hands, and my father said a prayer to good food and our health. And then something happened. Instead of releasing our hands, we couldn't let go. We kept holding on to each other tighter and tighter, and we're...
Ladies and gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind. Order in the courtroom. Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott. Whereas Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secondus.
Secondus.
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. Yay! I should like to introduce that fearless witness, Kendall Nesbitt.
Yay!
Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus, but he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yenchakovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Godovsky, Atabuchov, Moniusko, Akimenko, Solovyev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Goroschenko. There's Klinkler, Winkler, Borty, Antirebe, Kopeninsky, there's Metter, Balakirin, Zolotarev, and Voschinsky, and Sokolov, and Kopolov, Dukhansky, and Klinovsky, and Shostakovich, Boradingli, and Novakovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Barkevich, Panchenko, and Dargumisky, Chervachevsky, Ryabin, Vasilenko, Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchovsky, and Grachaninov, and Lazanov, and Cesar, Kukalini, Kaprapanov. Stravinsky and Gretchaninov, Rumshinsky and Rachmaninov, I really ought to stop, the subject has been brought to Paninov.
Stravinsky,
Gretchaninov,
Rumshinsky,
Rachmaninov,
I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
Tom Lehrer.
Who made me the genius I am today, the mathematician that others all quote? Who's the professor that made me that way? The greatest that ever got chalk on his coat. I first meet the great Lobachevsky. In one word, he told me the secret of success in mathematics. Plagiarize. Plagiarize. Let no one else's work evade your eyes. Remember why the good Lord made you. Life is not the same. And Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day I'm given first original paper to write. It was on analytic and algebraic topology of local Euclidean metrization of infinitely differentiable Riemannian manifold. Boże moi. This I know from nothing. What I'm going to do. I think of great Lobachevsky and I get idea. Ha ha! I have a friend in Minsk who has a friend in Pinsk, whose friend in Omsk has friend in Tomsk with friend in Akmolinsk. His friend in Alexandrovsk has friend in Petropavlovsk, whose friend somehow is solving now the problem in Dnepropetrovsk. And when his work is done, ha-ha, begins the fun. From Dnepropetrovsk to Petropavlovsk, by way of Ilyinsk and Novorossiysk, to Alexandrovsk, to Akmolinsk, to Tomsk, to Omsk, to Pinsk, to Minsk, to me, the news will run.
guess to me, the news will run. And then I write by morning, night, and afternoon, and pretty soon my name in Yepo Petrovsky's cursed when he finds out I publish first. And who made me a big success and brought me wealth and fame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name.
Здравствуйте. I'm Russian President Vladimir Putin, and I am here to welcome myself. Now, as I'm sure many people have heard, I have recently been big pain in Tukus. I found this out myself as I was traveling to other Eastern European countries. I had to go through customs. Customs agent asks me my name. I say Vladimir Putin. He says, country of origin. I say, Russia. He says, occupation. I say, no, just visiting. So, now I find that your Senator John Kerry comes to Ukraine, eh? Well, I would have gone to meet him myself, but I was not able to make it because I got snowed in. Broom-ching. So, now I would like to know what your President Obama might be doing in a situation like this, eh?
You want to know what I'm going to do? I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Selfie.
Thank you.
That's a revised version of Glenn Miller's Volga Bodman. That's the BBC Concert Orchestra. Eddie Sauter from Sauter Finnegan arranged it. Of course, back then we were allies. We lost Jane Morgan this month. On the 4th of August. Six gold records. Did a lot of jobs on the Ed Sullivan Show. Nightclubs, restaurants, television. Born in Newton, Massachusetts. Studied voice when she was age 5. People have forgotten Jane Morgan. Her real name is Florence Currier. Her birthday, May 3rd, 1924. She was on Broadway, sang on stage, The King and I and Can Can and live performances. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Bells Are Ringing. She got a new agent in 1959, got all kinds of jobs on stage. She finally married the guy, Jerry Weintraub. Well, they separated, but never divorced. In fact, UNICEF honored him, Jerry Weintraub, as she performed there. She was on the Colgate Comedy Hour. Ah, those 50s, live television. Jane Morgan Show, 1968. But she acted, too. She was in Peter Gunn, Takes a Thief, and let's see. Oh, yeah, a forgotten TV series called The Web. She's on the Walk of Fame. Got that star 2011. Thought we'd honor Jane Morgan. In 1957, It's a good picture, Gary Cooper and this song. On Love in the Afternoon, a story about an over-the-hill playboy. And the song was Fascination, and Jane had a huge hit, 1957. Here she is on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm. fascination, I know. And it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone on my way empty-hearted. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touched your hand, and next moment I kissed you. Fascination turned to
everything about you is perfect.
I'm too thin, and my ears stick out, and my teeth are crooked, and my neck's much too long.
Maybe so, but I love the way it all hangs together.
Nine o'clock.
Oh, no, that's much too late.
5 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
In the afternoon? When do you work?
Whenever I'm not busy.
Gary Cooper. Fabulous as the world's greatest connoisseur of women. Who has hunted the species from Stockholm to Siam. No wonder he was named Man of the Year. His matchless technique always begins with gypsy music, keyed to fascinate any woman. Audrey Hepburn, delightfully, completely innocent. How can anyone blame her for being dazzled? Maurice Chevalier, the most famous love detective in Paris, who kept a box score on every game that was ever played.
He's certainly the most handsome man in your files.
He's certainly the most utterly no good.
He's got such an American face. Like a cowboy or Abraham Lincoln.
You know what happened to Lincoln? And right in the middle of a performance.
When I was a young girl and never been kissed, I got to thinking over.
She once sang for kings and presidents. Her voice danced through moonlit ballrooms in Paris, echoed from Broadway to Beverly Hills, and played behind the glimmering eyes of Audrey Hepburn in Love in the Afternoon. She was elegance, grace, and allure, wrapped in one haunting contralto voice. But on the morning of the 4th of August, 2025, the world woke up to a quiet headline. Jane Morgan, singer of Fascination, dies peacefully in her sleep. She was 101. There were no flashing lights, no orchestras, no final ovation, just silence. At her private residence in Naples, Florida, the legendary performer took her last breath, alone and unnoticed by the generation she once enchanted. Her family released a short, tender statement. "Our beloved Jane passed away peacefully in her sleep." To some, it was just another name from the past. But for those who remember, the voice of Jane Morgan was once inescapable. She ruled the airwaves in the 1952nd. Her name lit up marquees from New York to London. She serenaded the powerful, stood under golden spotlights, and graced the Ed Sullivan Show not once or twice.
So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way.
And yet, she disappeared, quietly, voluntarily, almost like a ghost walking out of fame's back door. Now, at the end of a century-long life, the world is asking, who was Jane Morgan? And why did one of America's most adored voices fade into the shadows? She was born Florence Catherine Currier on May 3, 1924, in Newton, Massachusetts. The youngest of five children, Jane came from a family where music was more than a pastime, it was a way of life. Her parents, Bertram and Olga Currier, were both musicians, and their household echoed with the sounds of classical compositions and choral harmony. By age 11, Jane had already taken her first steps onto the stage, appearing in local productions at the Kennebunkport Playhouse in Maine. It was there, in the soft breeze of coastal summers, that the dream of performing began to crystallize. She attended Seabreeze High School in Daytona Beach, Florida, then moved to New York to study opera at the prestigious Juilliard School. A classically trained coloratura contralto, her voice was striking rich, powerful, and instantly memorable. But despite her classical pedigree, it wasn't Mozart or Puccini that would make her a star. It was fate and a nightclub in Paris. In 1948, Jane Morgan's life changed forever when French band leader Bernard Hilda discovered her singing in small New York clubs. He invited her to perform at his famous nightclub in Paris, the Capucines. And what happened next was nothing short of cinematic. Paris fell in love. Her American charm, refined stage presence, and polished French made her an overnight sensation in the City of Light. From 1949 to 1955, she became a fixture in European nightlife, recording in French, English, and Italian.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling. Charm of spring, chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the trees. Paris, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Avec ivresse, comme une maîtresse.
In 1957 came the moment that would define her legacy. Fascination, a waltz originally composed in France, was recorded by Jane Morgan with the Troubadours. The song peaked at number 7 on the Billboard charts, and its inclusion in the Audrey Hepburn film Love in the Afternoon sealed it in cultural history. That haunting, romantic melody became synonymous with Jane for the rest of her life. She would be the voice of fascination.
Fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone. Was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touched your hand, and next moment I kissed you. Fascination turned to
at the height of her fame, Jane Morgan was everywhere on record players, in television sets, in the smoky glow of theaters and nightclubs. But unlike many stars of her caliber, she never courted controversy. She didn't chase fame for its own sake. She let the music speak. Yet as the spotlight followed her, Jane remained oddly private. She often slipped away between tours, retreating to Blueberry Hill Farm, a secluded property she had owned in Kennebunkport, Maine since 1958. That peaceful coastal town would become her haven, far from the bright lights of Hollywood and New York.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that has no bone. I gave my love a ring that has no end. I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a ring that has no end? How can there be a baby with no crying? A cherry, when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken, when it's pipping, it has no bone. A ring, when it's rolling, when it's sleeping, there's no crying.
She made one final public appearance in 2011, at the age of 87, to receive her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Clutching the mic with shaking hands, she looked out at a crowd that barely recognized her and sang Fascination one last time. Her voice trembled, but her eyes didn't. After that day, Jane Morgan disappeared completely. No more stages, no more songs, just silence. Friends say she spent her final decade reading poetry, writing letters she never sent, and watching the sun rise from the windows of her Florida home. She never wrote a memoir, never gave a farewell concert. She left no final interview, no last word for her fans, but perhaps that, too, was her final act of control. To slip away without spectacle, to let the music and the mystery do the remembering. The room was quiet. The air conditioner hummed softly against the Florida heat. Outside, palm fronds swayed lazily in the morning breeze. And inside, in a bedroom washed with sunlight, Jane Morgan took her final breath. It was the morning of Monday, August 4th, 2025. When the caregiver entered the room. Jane had been sleeping more in recent weeks, eating less, speaking in whispers, but she had shown no signs of pain, no fear, just stillness. That morning, the stillness deepened. She was found lying on her side, one hand resting gently on the pillow, the other curled beside a book of handwritten notes, words she had scribbled in recent months. Thoughts, lyrics, reflections. Nothing dated, nothing signed, just fragments of a mind that had lived 100 years and still had more to say. Her family released a simple statement later that day. Our beloved Jane passed away peacefully in her sleep. No spectacle, no cause beyond the quiet surrender of time. There was no ambulance, no flashing lights, only a few calls made in hushed voices, a few tears shed behind closed doors. The news reached the media by nightfall. And even then, it felt like a whisper in a loud world. She had chosen this. Years before, Jane had declined heroic interventions, elaborate estate plans, and legacy foundations. She didn't want a museum or a tribute concert. She wanted peace. The home in Naples, where she spent her final years, was filled with mementos, faded playbills, gold records framed without pride, a worn piano no longer played. But what struck the few who visited was the absence of mirrors. Jane had covered them all, some with lace, others with silk scarves.
There's a happy moment in the show when all the villagers get together to wish the very best to the young couple. One simple word meaning love, health, happiness, l'chaim. A toast to life. To life, to life, l'chaim, 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 to life. If you've been lucky, then Monday was no worse than Sunday was. Drink l'chaim, to life, l'chaim, 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 to life. One day it's honey and raisin cake, next day a stomach ache. Drink l'chaim, to life. How great men have written words of wisdom to be used when hardship must be faced. Life obliges us with hardship, so the words of wisdom shouldn't go to waste. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, long life. And if our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes. Drink the
Remembering Jane Morgan, the music of the stars. Be right back after news.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.